This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Canada said Friday it will take in up to 20,000 Afghan refugees facing threats from the Taliban as insurgents advance across the country, seizing major cities. Canada's immigration minister called the situation heartbreaking and said in a statement Friday that Canada will not stand idly by. The refugees will include what he called particularly vulnerable Afghans still in the country or those who have already fled to neighboring states. The group includes female leaders, government employees, human rights defenders, persecuted minorities, and journalists. The immigration minister said several plane loads of asylum seekers have departed the country, and the first one landed Friday in Toronto. Earlier Friday, many countries, including Spain, Denmark, Norway, and the Netherlands, announced the withdrawal of staff from their respective embassies. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the Taliban Friday to immediately halt their military offensive and negotiate in good faith for the sake of Afghanistan and its people. Guterres told reporters on Friday, quote, "The message from the international community to those on the warpath must be clear. Seizing power through military force is a losing proposition." He added that can only lead to prolonged civil war or to the complete isolation of Afghanistan. The UN chief said the country is spinning out of control. The Taliban have seized about half of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals, and they have their sights set on Kabul. The UN says more than 1,000 civilians have been killed or injured in the past month in attacks, especially in Helmand, Kandahar, and Herat provinces. Nearly 250,000 others have been displaced by the fighting. This is VOA News.